Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. It's so good to be back in the studios, and we have taken care of vacations, and the summertime is going on. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
It's so good to see you. How was your trip?
It was amazing. I think the highs in New England were like maybe 85, 87. So, yeah.
That's good. Got to see all the family and things. That's wonderful. I loved Brooke's pictures.
Yes.
You can see those on Facebook. Well, we have an interesting day today. I am going to be touching on hurricane prep this week. And so just things you need to do in your landscape. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then we have a great second hour all planned. So we have got a busy day. Tony and I took the opportunity while Lizzie was gone. We ran up to North Carolina for a weekend to visit the 300-year-old cemetery at Level Cross that my parents and my family is buried. And we saw cousins and two of our grandchildren who are away at college. So it was wonderful. But of course, I have to bring back plants and garden art. And so I took some wonderful photographs at the Sarah P. Duke Botanical Gardens. And it was just beautiful gardens, and brought back a plum yew Herentonia, and then also a wonderful succulent. And then also to a wonderful juniper that we don't usually get to see here in Florida. So I took the opportunity to see to bring back plants that you normally don't find here in Florida, but that they do well. So the garden art is really pretty. I have it on my patio. It's a blue metal hanger of a dragonfly. And the dragonfly is about a foot long, foot wide. And then also a large blue butterfly. So I just love it, and it looks really well. We also brought back peaches and jars of black bear jam, which is blackberry and black raspberry and blueberry. And then, Lizzie, I brought back toe jam.
Oh, a fungus?
No. I brought back toe jam, and it stands for tangerine, orange, and elderberry.
Oh, because we all know that.
I just thought it was funny. And so I told my crew I brought them some toe jam back, and they kind of looked at me and goes, no, we don't want any.
We'll pass. It's the thought that counts.
That, you know, that country in the woods humor there. But it's delicious. And so I love that. I also met up with Howie Peterson this week at the Landscape Show. Peterson's Nursery is having their last orchid repotting class today. And that will be from 10 o'clock through noon, and you can bring up to 2 orchids for them to repot free of charge. And you'll also be able to buy orchids and, you know, just ask your questions about how to grow orchids. So that's today at Peterson's Nursery. So this is the last orchid class for the year. And so it was good to give Howie a hug. He is just so wonderful. So hardworking, and that nursery in Lakeland is amazing.
I can't wait to get down there. I mean, I know that I keep saying this, but I really want to get down there, especially whenever what I call the rose season for me is close to Mother's Day. There
Mother's
you go.
Day, yes. Yes, so, and they have hundreds of roses for sale. So it's a good time to go. But orchids today, if you are doing it, so we like Howie being a sponsor of the show. Tell him thank you. It's one of the ways that our sponsors bring the show to everyone. And through their generosity, we can be here every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. So we do appreciate it. So let them know when you go by and see them, or just drop them a line. When you buy their products, you can let them know. So today is the 1 year anniversary this coming up month of Hurricane Ian, and then also to the peak of the hurricane.
Well, just a reminder to our listeners, if this turns into a hurricane, not a tropical storm, but if this comes into a serious situation, our stations switch over wall-to-wall coverage live. So we give you updates. AccuWeather is constantly calling in and keeping us up to date. So it's definitely mark your, little spot on your phone or whatnot, and just keep us in mind because you can listen to us live. We have generators, so we won't go out.
That's wonderful. That's really comforting to know and important to know. From the Dr. Ryan Truchelet, who is the chief meteorologist at Weather Tiger, which is a Tallahassee website. He is into forensic meteorology. And he had a column in the Naples News, which I thought was really good. As of yesterday, you know, it's going to be likely that it's going to develop. We don't know whether it's going to be a tropical storm or a small hurricane. But it is going to bring in lots of rain for Florida from Tuesday to Thursday's time frame. So depending on where the center forms and how much dry air the storm pulls in, and how long it's over water. That's the thing, is we don't know how long it's going to sit there and just churn. That's going to impact it. It is going to hit there. So we're going to be talking about what to do to prep in case of Idalia. And so Idalia is spelled like the onion without the V. And so so you got to bring in the hort there, right there with the hurricanes there, right? And so Idalia, or it could be Jose or Katia.
I can't believe they haven't named them yet.
Well, no, it's just a depression, you know.
But they're like, ooh, boogeyman. It's, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. We need to all be warned, and we shouldn't, you know, this is not trying to be funny, but it's like, how do you not even have it named yet?
Right. No, I understand that. And that's the important thing to do. So what to do in your landscape this couple of days that we have to prep? From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Stop your grinding with Brock Snyder.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BRUX95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Hey, Florida, we know you love getting out on the water. But do you know what to wear when you're out there on the water? A life jacket, of course. And whether you're fishing, skiing, sailing, or just cruising the water, there's a perfect life jacket designed for you and your activity. Always check the label to make sure your life jacket is U.S. Coast Guard approved. Then try it on to make sure it fits properly. And then wear it. Life jackets save lives. Visit wearitflorida.com to learn more. That's wearitflorida.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Scorching hot car interiors can cause devastating injuries or worse in just a matter of minutes. Take extra care in making sure your whole family is out of the car before leaving. Put your purse, wallet, or phone in the back seat as a reminder. If you see a child or pet locked in a car, call 911 immediately. Remember, there's no excuse for leaving anyone behind. Go to flhsmv.gov/child safety for more info. That's flhsmv.gov. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is the first real storm event we've had this year that's going to go across Florida. And, do you know what to do to prepare for this, these storms while we have the chance? And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. So one of the first things that you really should do, and I think do on a regular basis, and I think, Lizzie, you said you do, is that you take photographs and document your property.
Right. Every few months, we go through the inside of our house, especially if we know we've bought something new, in case we forgot. So every few months, we take a video, slow video of the entire inside of our house. And then we walk the entire outside of our house and our property, and then we put it in a storage file within a cloud, and then that way we always have it for insurance purposes in case something happens. Because whenever you're told there's a storm coming, then we kind of get noodle brains. At
we
least,
do,
and we're like, okay, do I have water? Do I have food? Do I have this? Do I have gas? You see what I'm saying? So, and thinking about taking pictures of your property and stuff you need for insurance just totally goes out the window.
Right. And we're just concentrating on other things that we think is going to be the most important.
Safety, yeah.
Safety, exactly. And so, but in the landscape, what can you be doing? So, first of all, I would like everyone, just for the next 7 to 10 days, to turn off their irrigation sprinkler systems. With the storm, even if it comes in down near Cedar Key or Tampa, goes up through Jacksonville, the Panhandle, the Big Bend area, we're going to get rain. And even, you know, parts of South Florida will be seeing rain over the next week. And if we get the rain, it could drop anywhere from 5 to, 10 to 15 inches, depending on how big it is. And we don't need to be watering our landscapes. So start now. That way your lawn and your gardens are not going to be saturated before the storm comes. There's no reason to turn on the irrigation system from now until next week through Labor Day weekend. And that's important. Now, if you have potted plants that will dry out and you're not going to be getting that storm, let's say it's on the East Coast, southeast coast of Florida, and you're not going to get that rain, then, go ahead and, water your plants, your containers regularly, but turn the irrigation system off. That's important. So you want to go around and move everything that could blow away, which means your garden art, your bird feeders, your flags. Make sure your flags are in. Also, too, any bicycles, your barbecue grill, things that could become projectiles or turn over and cause, some damage.
And ask yourself this, because I know that it's, that'll be okay. But how about this? Pull yourself out of your own situation and pretend that you're your neighbor, even if you don't like them. Just pretend you're the neighbor and be like, okay, I see they have a pole outside. They have a pole, as in like, you know, a metal pole. They have this, they have that. They have lumber laying out there. Which
patio
I know you can't,
furniture.
Correct. That could be shooting towards me, my kids, my wife, husband, whatever. What would I want to do in my own yard to keep my neighbors safe?
Right. That's a good point. And so also look at your sheds and your garages. Make sure that you anchor or brace any outdoor structures down so that they're not going to float away. Look at your fence. Is your fence leaning? Is it coming out of the ground? That too could become projectiles. Make sure that you get those, you know, secured in the ground so that you're not dealing with potential wind damage. If it's going to be, you want to make sure it's sturdy so that it doesn't blow away or break right in half. Also, to skip last-minute pruning. We talk from the beginning of hurricane season, and even in the wintertime, throughout the year, I talk about, you know, keeping your trees pruned, especially in the fall and wintertime, so that in the, you know, when we do have hurricane season, you're not paying a, you know, a higher price or being not being able to get an appointment to have your trees assessed. Do it throughout the year, but right now, from now until after Labor Day, do not cut back any plants or trees. Because one, if you put that debris by the side of the road for to be able to pick it up, it could too also be a wind factor and could become a projectile. So don't prune anything more off of your trees or your shrubs. Put it down by the road. With all the rain that we're getting, the roads could be clogged up. It could increase your flooding if it doesn't have proper drainage, or it gets into a drain and blocks it up, and that could cause flooding in your area.
Right. And also, you know, if you're pruning your trees and you don't have somebody professional doing it that's going to haul it off, then that's going to be projectiles that are laying in your yard or even by the road.
Yeah, exactly. And so then also check your mailbox. Make sure it's securely in the ground so that it doesn't fly away. And also, too, you know, we don't necessarily think about this a lot because Ocala had some flooding a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, if your area is prone to flooding, then you want to make sure your vehicles are out of that way. You don't want your vehicles to get caught in a deep area of water.
Right. I know that we have some friends of ours, and they are in a prone flooding area now because of the construction. So they actually park their vehicles, and all the neighbors, a quarter of a mile up the road on the street that's the higher street, and they just line all their vehicles, and they all have canoes and stuff ready in their garages for whatever the last hurricanes that we've had.
Yeah, that's important to understand. So that's a really good foresight, good planning, good prepping, too. And then also, too, as well, you want to, I don't want to cause any kind of anxiety. That this is the issue.
Right.
But you want to be prepared. And filling your gas tank is one of those things that you want to make sure your gas tank is full and out of high water.
Yeah, like one of our friends that's younger, he's 23, and he doesn't really keep his vehicle filled all the time because I do a quarter of a tank at a time. I go, even during hurricane season. He says, yeah. I said, well, let me explain something to you real quick about this. I said, keep it full, especially now, September on, full at all times. Reason why is if you get hit really hard where you're at, you know, please don't let this happen, dear God. However, you can always, if the roads are clear, drive 20, 30 minutes to an hour up the road and even sleep in your vehicle, but you'll have access to ice potentially.
Right.
Air condition, a gym where you can go get a shower, you can get food. Where if you only have a quarter of a tank and you have to go more than an hour away, you are just kind of stuck.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, also too, you know, your plants are going to be okay. New trees, okay, new trees. If you've planted a new tree in your landscape, make sure if it's going to, just go to it and wiggle it. If it is not secure yet, it's not established yet, it hasn't taken root firmly, then you want to brace it. And you can do that with, lumber. You can do that with, cords, bungee cords, or any kinds of braces for that tree braces, tree stakes. and make sure it is secured tightly. If not, lay it down. If you can still pull the tree out of the ground, go ahead and turn it on the ground. Then you can upright it after the storm. It will be fine. It will be fine. And that's going to be important. So also, too, you want to make sure that anything, you don't want to be fertilizing this weekend. You don't want to be putting down any chemicals. This week, you don't have to do anything in your landscape at all. Because if you put down anything, any kind of annual or monthly pest control you're having, it's going to be wasted. It is going to be leached out by all the rainfall. So kind of cancel some of your appointments until after Labor Day and then reschedule them then.
Right, for your lawn stuff, yes.
Your lawn stuff. And, you know, right now you don't have to be mowing your lawn. You definitely don't want it cut while it's wet during the week. So I don't know how many landscape companies are going to be starting. So with that, I want to tell you of my experience last week. So I was at a client install, and I was noticing that the next door neighbor had a kind of mow and blow situation, you know, guy coming up, and he was going to take care of their yard and mow it and prune the palm trees. He pruned them way too much. He took off all of the green fronds. I was heart sick, Lizzie. Oh my goodness. So I'm standing at the edge of the property knowing I can't go into that yard, right? And he's pruning all these palm trees fronds off. And you never take off green fronds. You can take off dead fronds, but never mm-hmm. take off green fronds. And hurricane pruning a palm is bad, you know, so that if you think, well, it'll, you know, it'll survive a storm better. No, palm trees are used to hurricanes.
Correct.
Mother Nature, that's just their ability to withstand storms. The more fronds they have, the wind will, it'll stop the wind from coming through, and it will be able to survive. If it only's got two or three little fronds at the top, it'll snap that palm tree, and it's not going to be able to survive the winds. So never hurricane prune a palm. But then he says to them, and they're an elderly couple, he says, go get me the weed and feed, and I'll put it on the lawn. My heart sank. And so I'm going, oh no, this was a new lawn. It hadn't even been, it was a St. Augustine lawn, hadn't been in the ground for 6 weeks.
Oh.
One, you need a license to apply herbicide and fertilizers. Two, temperatures where they're close to 100 degrees, you never put down fertilizer or herbicides. And three, it was a new lawn. There was no weeds in it. So I told them real quick, psst, psst, come here, come here. And I felt like I was this guy in this alley telling somebody going to sell him something in the back alley. I go, psst, psst, don't put weed and feed on your lawn now. Please don't do it. And I explained to them real briefly why. So they didn't do it. So, but I couldn't get to them about the hurricane pruning. So this is the time we're going to take your gardening questions and phone calls and text messages. I have missed you. Give me a call. Let me know what's going on in your garden, what you've prepped for, or if you have a question about hurricane prep, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let me know what you're drinking for this morning. I have my cup of tea right here. Lizzie has her morning beverage.
Bottle of water.
Bottle of water. That's good. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you miss any of today's shows or past shows, you can go onto our Facebook page. I post the links after every show, and you can hear it 24/7 on our podcast on iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts. So If you go to our Facebook page, Lizzie, they should like us and give us 5 stars.
I completely agree.
I would love that.
And if, you know, that would make me happy. Yep. Very happy.
We're looking for good news these days, right? And so it's your turn now. If you have a gardening question, you can call Lizzie at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Mike in Venice. Good morning, Mike. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Teresa. Yes, I just wanted to mention I've been coveting Orlando's rainfall for months now. We're in an extreme drought down here, if you can believe it, in southwest on the south coast, and I would say about 16, 17 inches below normal.
Right.
So we are looking forward to any rain that'll come our way without the damage that sometimes occurs.
Right. No, I appreciate that because, yes, we haven't gotten any storms. Usually June, July, and August, it's been very dry and, you know, throughout the state. And so we do need these little tropical storms to bring us, you know, 3 to 4 days of some good soaking rain and, you know, without the winds, without any damage. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for you, Mike.
Yes. And there's one thing I want to mention. A few weeks back, you were talking about caladiums. And there is a variety that performs very well in full sun that I use in Orlando and I also use down here and performs as well. It's called Red Flash. I wanted to pass that on to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. It is a gorgeous caladium. And so I do appreciate it because you send me pictures of your landscape every once in a while. And it is gorgeous. So thank you for that. So Red Flash. And so caladiums, we're kind of running out of time to buy caladiums, and they'll be kind of more available next spring. And this year we had a kind of a drought with caladiums because of the drought. The caladiums did not do well. The growers had a hard time with them, and they did not harvest as many bulbs or sell as many caladiums this year. So we do need the rain. That's the one thing we do really need in Florida is the tropical storms to bring us some much-needed rain. So I appreciate that, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just want to say hi and love your program. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you so much, Mike. You stay safe and let me know how you do afterwards, okay? Let's go to Gary in Melbourne. Good morning, Gary. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm the old geezer with the fig tree that was struggling.
Yes.
I just want to report that I was able to cut the tree, the original fig tree, out. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
And it gave me 5 pups.
Wow.
They're all growing in a cluster. One of them is about 20 inches tall. It's already growing intermediary or the secondary branches, but it's developing suckers. Should I remove those?
Yes, I would. So it's going to then it'll be able to put all its energy into the remaining branches. And so,
oh, great.
Yeah, I would just put, you know, again, this is how nurseries get started, Gary. And so you could start your own fig nursery there. You don't necessarily need to. It could be a multi-trunked fig tree. But if you want it to be more of a single stem, then you can cut the other growth off.
Oh, great. That sounds fantastic. I want to thank you so much, Teresa. I have been listening to you for years, and I just think you're fantastic. Everybody that says to me, I have a green thumb, I say, nope. Oh, I owe it all to Teresa Watkins.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. I really appreciate it. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your figs. And so let's go to Eileen in Polk County. Good morning, Eileen. How are you doing for the weekend?
Oh, I have a cold. It will not let go of me. And it's not sinuses. I've already been to my doctor. And she said I had a sinus infection. And anyway, how are you doing? I am so glad you're back on the air.
So Lizzie and I are too.
I have missed you and Lizzie so much.
We have missed you. And so we just had to take care of, you know, time off. It's good to get some time off and relax.
Yes.
And so, but you're, you know, I hope you get better soon.
Oh, I will. I'm on antibiotics. I'll be fine. You can't keep me down.
I hear the roosters. I hear the roosters there.
Yeah, she told me to take a few days off, and I'm like, okay, I'll take one or two. Anyway, I want to talk to you about that fake bird of paradise. Bob will not put it in the ground. He said it's going to get all tore up.
Okay.
But the thing is, it gets light sunlight on my porch. If it gets full sunlight, it just leans over. It doesn't handle it very well at all. So what should I do with it?
Okay. So I've got this at another client's house. We planted Big Bird of Paradises in July, and they're struggling too as well. Now, Big Bird of Paradises can take full sun, but they do need the moisture from the rainfall, and we just haven't been getting it. The temperatures have been so extreme, and it's been very dry. So they are struggling, but the new growth is coming out good. So you can put them in the ground. Your husband doesn't want to put them in the ground, though.
No, he doesn't want it in the ground. Now, it's blooming, and it has all new leaves on it because I have it in a big pot.
Okay. And it's got the white flowers?
No, it has the bird of paradise flowers. It's the fake bird of paradise.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so it's the orange flowering one.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And it's blooming for you. So that we'll see. One of the things is, so you can put that's not a giant bird of paradise. I've got another question about that. So but you can put it in the ground, but it blooms better when the roots are cramped. And so I would not take it out of the pot. You can divide it, but it's going to take a couple of years to get back into that blooming mode because they bloom better when they are, you know, in a tight situation in the ground.
Okay. So I think I'll keep it in the pot for a while.
How big is the pot, Eileen?
Well, I would say it's probably six inches around.
Oh no! Put it in a bigger pot then, and let it grow on your patio.
I will.
Okay, Eileen.
Will.
Thank you so much. Get better soon. Thank you. It's the perfect time to call Lizzie, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow, winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 co-pays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Florida pedestrians, be aware. Watch out for traffic. Always walk on the sidewalk if there is one. If no sidewalks are present, walk against the direction of traffic. Cross the roadway where pedestrians are expected. Wear bright colors, carry a flashlight, and follow pedestrian signs and signals. And remember, Look out before you step out. Learn more at flhsmv.gov/child safety. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you'd like to give me a garden question call, you can call 1-888-455-2967 and Lizzie will put you right on the board. And if you would like to just text your message, remember a perfect text message has your name and location, and that helps me answer your question better and correctly. So 123-680, you can text me. So Brenda from Ocoee has two questions, another bird of paradise question, and it's important to know whether it's the, you know, giant bird of paradise, which has a white flower, or the small one that is only gets to be about 4 to 5 feet tall and has orange flowers. She says, my orange bird of paradise is getting too big, very hard to dig up. Is there a better way to control it? No, you either have to dig it up and divide it. You cannot just, you know, trim off the top of it and think it's going to get smaller. That's going to make it look ugly forever. And so it does need to be divided and split up if you want to have a smaller one. And so that's your only way to do it. Just realize that it's not going to bloom for probably a couple of years after you divide it up. And even if you fertilize it or, you know, it's in full sun, it just blooms when it's stressed out by being too crowded, the roots too crowded. That's the optimum way it blooms. So sorry about that, Brenda. But then she has another great question. Does the giant milkweed grow very easily from cuttings? And are there any tricks to get them to root? Yes, it can be propagated by cuttings. You want to use the newest, softest stems. You want to cut it to be about 7 to 8 inches, and you can either cut it diagonally, Brenda, at the base. You don't want to cut it straight across. Cut it diagonally at the bottom and so that the roots will form easier. You can put it into water. You can propagate it that way, or you can propagate it in, soil. And I would use a rooting hormone on the end of it to encourage the plant to put out new roots, to prevent it from disease, and then put it into a very light soil mixture, even a seed starting mixture, and that way the roots will develop easy. So good question. I love the giant milkweed. It's so nice and soft, and it makes a great background drop for a garden. So I love that. Let's go to Carol in Lakeland. Good morning, Carol. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. I'm in a complete panic because I've got this beautiful little tree called a Panama rose.
Yes.
And I've only had it in the ground probably 6 months. And my husband had some tree fertilizer spikes. So I stuck that in the ground about 4 days ago. And the leaves just started falling off like mad.
Yeah.
And so I think I shouldn't have done that.
Right. You are right, Carol. Good instincts. We really right now, when we're not having any rainfall, are you getting, did you get any rain or did you water your Panama rose before you fertilized it?
Well, I watered after.
Right. So Panama roses are a kind of a succulent. They hold onto water very easily, but we've had a very, we are in drought conditions. The heat has been extreme. This is not the time to fertilize anything. So you always make sure that your plants, no matter if it's a Panama rose or any kind of shrub or tree, if it's small, that you have it hydrated, that you water it really well 2 to 3 days before fertilizing. Okay, so the good news is it's not going to die. Okay, the bad news is that leaves are probably going to fall off. And so it's just going to do that just to adapt to the stress that it's under. So I need you to hand water it every day. Make sure it's getting a good soaking to leach that fertilizer out or even pull those fertilizer stakes out.
Yeah, I tried to find them. I couldn't get them.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I will start. I'll just water the heck out of it and let it.
Yeah, and it will recover. Yeah. Now, I want to caution you, Panama roses do not take freeze as well. And so okay. Lakeland, you do have a chance of getting a severe freeze there, getting down into the low 30s, even, you know, in the high 20s during the wintertime. So you're going to want to make sure it's covered up. How tall is it?
Okay. Oh, 3 feet.
3 feet. Okay. It's a pretty good size. Well, 3 feet's a pretty good size one. So, okay. So just water the heck out of it for a little while. Hand water it, please.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And the hurricane should help it a little bit with the rainfall. So that's good.
There
Thank you so much for
Thanks.
Calling, hon. Bye-bye. So let's see. Lori from Palm Bay. Good morning. She said, good morning, Teresa and Lizzie. May I trouble to repeat your email address where listeners could direct photos of trouble lawns riddled with weeds. Okay, so if you'd like to riddle me with weeds, you can go to teresa.watkins@live.com. teresa.watkins@live.com. No H in my Teresa. And or you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and send me photographs. Or you can go to betterlawns.com and send photographs through that. Our website.
Correct.
Okay. So good question. Thank you so much, Lori. Have a great day. Nancy from Cocoa. So just for fun, she planted an avocado pit. It's in a 6-inch pot right now, and it's over 12 inches tall. It is indoors, and she lives in a third floor apartment. If she puts it into a bigger pot, how big will it get? Well, it's going to get to be, it depends on the size of the pot. It will increase the size, but, you know, you could grow it indoors up to 6 to 8 feet tall. So what I would like you to do is to make sure it's getting enough sunlight. And so as it gets taller, it's going to need to be more. Do you have, I hope you have a balcony or someplace outside that you can put it if you want to keep it in a pot, Nancy. But it can get as tall as the root ball fits into the size of the pot. So it can get to be tall, you know, but I don't know. You're not going to be able to have fruit for probably about 5 to 6 years because avocados need to be grafted to produce right away.
Okay, there you go.
All right, so that's a really great question. So Tony and I planted this weekend 20 different tomato varieties and more vegetables. So I'll talk about that in the next hour and tell you which kind we planted. We had some great seeds from Dr. Gary Bachman still, some peppers. So we did some of those. But I will tell you, this heat is tremendous. And we went one day without watering our seeds. And the tips of our little new little seedlings were all brown.
They said, not today. We need the rain.
We need the rain. We need to be watered. And so so that's what we got to do when they're in little tiny pots and, you know, producing. But their germination was great. So we're looking forward to it. If you'd like to give us a call in the next hour or anytime, just write it down, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. You can go onto our website and find out about our 50 Shades of Green Ireland tour, which is going to be the Gardens of Ireland. It's going to be a tremendous opportunity. We're going to have so much fun.
I'm so excited for you. I can't wait. Brooke was like, I really want to go. And I'm like, you know, Brooke, no. If I can't go, you can't go.
It's a great mother-daughter relationship there.
Right. Make sure you guys go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com. We are giving away really cool tickets to upcoming concerts, and you can enter to win there every day. So,
well, we are going to be talking about meat-eating plants in the next hour.
Ooh.
And so Kenny Coogan, who is a carnivorous plant expert, he's going to be coming on and telling us how we can grow these plants, and he's also speaking at Bock Tower. So we're going to be talking about that.
Love that place.
And also a grant opportunity for teachers with carnivorous plants.
What?
In the classroom. So we'll be talking all about that. You want to stay tuned. Go to our Facebook page, please. Like us, and you can ask questions on our Facebook page.
Correct.
I love Bobby just did that. I've got a bunch of questions to answer when we come back.
Yeah, because if you're not really good at email, I know sometimes I have a hiccup with my brain in emails. Just go to the Facebook page and tap that little message button and then send Teresa a message. But make sure you include your first name and location so she can answer it properly.
That's exactly right. And so I'm very excited. I love carnivorous plants. And, you know, Florida has a lot of them. And so we'll be talking about that and how to take care of it. Also, too, you can go to our website and see our articles and check out what to do in the months in your garden. And we'll show you what you need to do, especially if you're new to Florida. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey neighbor, check out my yard.
It looks like an oasis. Wow, how'd you do it?
I went to qualitygreenspecialist.com. They have the best selection of shrubs and natives, cool shade trees like oaks, colorful flowering bottle brush and crepe myrtles, with the largest collection of fruit trees in Central Florida.
Quality Green Specialists?
Yep, and they're open 9 to 4 every day.
Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.